Thank you, Mr. President. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. As the Convention on Cluster Munitions enters the ninth year since its entry into force, we can clearly see that tremendous progress has been made in terms of survey and clearance of cluster munition remnants across many affected states. In the 9 years since entry into force, 8 affected states parties have announced that they have met their clearance obligations under Article 4 of the Convention, and 1 state not party has declared that it has also completed clearance. With continued focus and international support, we hope to see 2 further affected states declare completion by the end of 2020. This tangible process has been made possible through the effective deployment of operational teams working in line with best practice as outlined in the International Mine Action Standards. Specifically, the utilization of modern IMAS compliant land release methodologies, underpinned by a strong sense of national ownership and in many cases underwritten by generous support from international donors, has been the key driver that has enabled states to declare with confidence that their land and territories are now free from cluster munition contamination. Land release is the term which describes the process of applying all reasonable effort to identify, define, and remove all presence and suspicion of explosive ordnance, including cluster munition remnants, and this is done through non-technical survey, technical survey, and/or clearance. It is a technical process which was developed at the request of states to meet the operational needs in the field. Professionally implemented land release, supported by effective information management systems, processes, and procedures, provide affected states with the tools that they need in order to meet their obligations under Article 4.1 and 4.2A of the CCM. Taking an evidence-based approach based on inclusive data gathering activities has yielded considerable dividends in terms of efficiency gains in the field. A key component of these analyses relates to the understanding of the operational context, including the nature of the explosive ordnance contamination that exists and the diverse groups that are affected by it. Documenting and understanding the characteristics of cluster munition remnants that contaminate effective states, including the way that they have been designed, the means that they were deployed in, and the patterns of contamination that have resulted, and then combining this with an accurate understanding of the local context, has been an important step in shaping the land release process for cluster munition remnants. By taking into account such factors, the national mine action authorities in affected countries, supported by their national and international partners, have been able to develop specific IMAS compliant methodologies that are tailored to the type of contamination they are faced with in each specific context. That said, in some cases, technical methodologies developed in one country can be adapted with relative ease and used in other parts of the same region, or in similarly affected countries. A good example of this is the use of bespoke technical survey methods, such as the cluster munition remnant survey procedures that are currently being deployed so effectively in Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam, all of which are heavily contaminated. In addition, the recent focus on updating the tailored land release methodology in countries like Lebanon is another example of good practice. A great deal of work has gone into refreshing the systems and tools that are in use across the sector today. And whilst those of us working in the sector can be proud of these successes, we can ill afford to simply rest on our laurels. Further work is needed to help strengthen and support existing national level guidance on the systematic gathering of evidence through non-technical survey and technical survey, and around tightening up the definition of and auditability of concepts such as all reasonable effort. In recent years, we have seen that the nature of conflict is changing, and as a consequence, the operating context within which we work is evolving. The requirement to deploy field teams into often complex urban or peri-urban environments, in some cases in the immediate aftermath of conflict, is just one of the factors that is naturally impacting on the way that field operations are managed. To meet these new challenges, national authorities and mine action operators must focus not only on refining their land release methodologies, but will also need to continually improve existing quality management and information management systems and tools, and to ensure that they are designed and developed based on a proper understanding of the national context. Thank you.